We appreciate so much the faithfulness of God toward us in this time when it's been for us a bit unusual. But we've also learned during this time in how to walk with God and grow in His grace. A few months ago, in March, we said, this is a timeout. We have, like in a basketball game or a football game, a timeout. And so for our church, we realized we would not be gathering, but we would have online meetings. Then we would gather in small groups and meet people in their front yard, on their porch, make phone calls, and do Zoom meetings internationally. Our school, GGCA, all the faithful teachers teaching online, and the Bible College teachers also. Then we entered into what we call in our church the next phase, which is June Alive, which is our outreach in four or five areas here nearby us in Baltimore. With workers, teams, I think we had 80 people on Thursday night, and reaching young people in the neighborhood and play basketball and teach the gospel. Love young people and encourage them in the faith. June Alive, our prayer meetings, community groups, and our care, because it's in our hearts. I want to speak this morning about our hearts and say three things about our hearts in a few minutes. Then after this June Alive and July, we'll go into the next phase, which will be our convention here by God's grace, with some visitors coming from abroad and people in America coming, like we have here every year, our international convention. Because it is in our hearts what Jesus has said to us has been put in our hearts. Just like in the Jewish tabernacle, inside and then inside the most holy part called the Holy of Holies was an ark. And inside the ark were three things. I don't want to go into detail, but only say that I can touch your body, but then inside your soul, and then further inside is your heart. And in your heart are your treasures. Your heart is really who you are. What is in our hearts? I was thinking about this principle of deception, because the Bible says that our hearts are deceitful. We want to say three things about our hearts. Number one, they are awesome. They are powerful. They are our hearts. There's nothing like it. In our Bible psychology, we learn that we have a mind and emotions and will. But behind the mind is something very precious, and it's our heart. Somebody said, that man has a brilliant mind. He might have a brilliant mind, but what is in his heart? He might have a deceitful heart and be brilliant in deceiving and tricking people. The value of a person is seen in what is in his heart. Well, we understand from God that our hearts are deceitful. Now, I have an illustration. A Parisian weaver some years ago put out an antique tapestry which was done so skillfully that even experts thought it was genuine. The secret came out by his assistant, who exposed the whole thing. This is how it was done. Using special threads, the tapestry was worn away by being dragged behind an automobile, given a musty odor by smoking, faded with ultraviolet rays, and even ingrained with centuries-old dust collected from the crumbling rafters of a church. The tapestry had been sold for a fortune. I can see myself doing something like that. I suppose you could as well, of course. How we can deceive people by making impressions, but what is in our heart. Even in the other way, we might not be able to make any good impressions, but God may know our hearts. Because his eyes are everywhere, and he knows our thought afar off, in Psalm 139, Proverbs 15, verse 2. We read in the scripture about the wicked heart of Absalom, who said in 2 Samuel 15, verse 7 and 8, I came to Jerusalem to serve the Lord. Really? He said the words, but what was in his heart was a lust for power. We know this in life because it doesn't take us to live long before we discover that somebody has cheated us or lied to us or misrepresented themselves. In John 2, verse 24, Jesus did not commit himself to man because he knew what was in man. John 2, 24. You see, he said, to enter the kingdom of God, we must be born again. What does it mean? Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 33, I will give you a new heart. I will write my laws on that heart. It's like the ark inside, in the very deep part, deep in our heart, there would be a new love, a new way of thinking, a new desire. Because in my old man, or the heart that I have by nature, my heart is deceitful. It affects my mind, my emotions, my purpose, my desires. A man may desire a woman more than he desires God. He may desire religion more than God. He may desire success or money and fame and popularity. We all know how that works in life. It says, every man proclaims his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? Proverbs 20 and verse 6. It also says in the same chapter in verse 5, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Like we are deep and complicated people, and who can know our hearts? Because we change. We can change with the wind. We can change for a dollar bill. We could change for a popular article in a newspaper. We could change by a group of people talking to us. We could change by many ways because our hearts are unstable. Our hearts are actually wicked and deceitful, and our hearts don't know the way. One time in Jesus' day, when he entered Jerusalem on a donkey, they were crying out, "Hosanna to God. Salvation has come. Hosanna to God." In a few days, the same people, or in the same city anyway, they were crying out, "Crucify him. Crucify him." The heart. Guard it, Proverbs 4:23. Guard your heart with all, it says this, with all diligence. Wait a minute. Let me explain something very important. Acts 13:22. David had a heart after God. Where did it come from? It came from God. Because in me dwells no good thing. Romans 7:18. In me I cannot serve God. Joshua 24:19. I don't know how to order my steps. I can't find the way. Jeremiah 10:23. I need help. I need God. God, if you gave me your son, did you also give me a new heart, a heart after God? I did. Have you felt it? Have you discovered it? Do you know it? When you turn to God and when you start to think, when you believe in Jesus and you find some treasure that starts to grow inside, it says in Proverbs 23, if you turn there with me, please. This is our text. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. Through wisdom is a house builded. Building a house like this stretch of buildings took some engineering and some skill. Well, this is a house of concrete and cement block and asphalt and plastic and steel. But by wisdom, a house is builded, but a different kind, your life. Wisdom builds your life. Wisdom knows how to build a house. Wisdom knows how you and I should live. Wisdom knows what it is that God has for us. Wisdom is what builds our life. If you are trusting in your own heart, it says in the Proverbs, I didn't say it this way, but it's very strong. If you trust in your own heart, you are a fool. Proverbs 18 and verse 2, the soul of man tries to discover himself, and he leaves the way of understanding. He doesn't have the understanding. He builds his own life by himself. He is so clever, and he joins the country club, and he has a great career and a job, but there's something eating away deep inside in his heart. He can't forgive somebody. He can't give it up. He cannot lose jealousy or envy or his addiction to pornography and women and his love for money. He cannot control it because of the first heart of man, which is without God. But Jesus came so that we could build a house. And the first thing needed is our new heart. And by our new heart, we can receive. Listen to the text, please. Through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all pleasant and precious riches. The rooms are filled. Let me take you into this room. There's an antique. Let me take you into another room. It's filled with precious treasure, art, and gold, and silver, and tapestry, and upholstery, and chairs, and flooring, and parquet flooring, and all kinds of beautiful things that are in the house. But we don't care about the material things. We care about the metaphor. What is in your house when you're alone? What is in your house when you're by yourself? What is in your house when you are troubled? What is in your house when you need God? This morning's message by Pastor Love, he read this interesting piece. I want to read it to you. In late January 1956, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. received a threatening phone call at his house. It was not the first foreboding message he'd received. But on this night, as his children and wife lay sleeping, the weight of the civil rights movement was too heavy. He decided that the risk was too great to continue. He began to map out an exit strategy. At midnight, he bowed over the kitchen table and began to pray. "I'm afraid. The people are looking to me for leadership. And if I stand before them without strength and courage, they too will falter. I am at the end of my powers. I have nothing left. I've come to the point where I can't face it alone." King described what happened next. "I experienced the presence of the divine as I never experienced him before. It seemed as though I could hear the quiet assurance of an inner voice saying, 'Stand up for righteousness. Stand up for truth. And God will be at your side forever.'" When facing a daunting challenge, King shifted his focus and turned to God. Have you been there in your heart? "I can't do it." But you have a new heart. And because of the new heart, you can fill your house with these kind of experiences. I remember when I was a missionary in Finland years ago, I wasn't married at the time. And I had fallen in love with my future wife who was living here in America. And I went up into the attic of the house where we were living and I brought it before God. "God, is this your will?" That's all. "Is this your will?" And the Spirit just filled me and bore witness to me. "This is my will." You see, your new heart, you're able, way inside where you are living, you are in communion with the Holy God. And inside is where that power is. It's the Holy Spirit power, that understanding, that knowledge of the Holy One. If you live in sin, like we all can, as because of our old man, our old man is powerful. Our old man, the old heart, is deceitful. Even Balaam said in Numbers 23, verse 10, that he wants to die the death of the righteous man. But Balaam, it'll never happen because your heart is perverse. Your heart is far away from God. You may worship God with your lips, but your heart is far from him. He said, Jesus said in Matthew 12, Isaiah chapter 6, "I don't want that. I want to listen to this. Romans 6:17. We have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered to us. And in obeying that doctrine, we experience the treasures in the rooms of our soul. Way down in the cellar where nobody goes, I have treasure there. Way up in the attic or way in the back room, there's nothing hidden. It's all open in the eyes of God because you have a heart after God. And by your obedience to the doctrine, the treasures start to fill the rooms. And then Proverbs 24, verse 5, listen to this. Martin Luther King Jr., you are strong. Where is your strength coming from? My new heart. My heart that's trusting God. I want to do the right thing. I want to be the right kind of leader. I want to be the right kind of man. I want to be the man. I want to be a man that has something that just can't be explained except for strength. Now, he was not a perfect man, but this period of time in his life, we can say that he had strength. And it says here in verse 5, a wise man is strong. He's strong. He doesn't quit. I don't know. He's strong. He will quit the wrong thing, but he'll be focused on the right thing, like our dear President Abraham Lincoln, who was so focused and determined. And in his youth, as a young man, 22 years old, when he was down south on the riverboat of the Mississippi and he saw a slave auction, he told his colleague, if I ever get to hit that thing, I'm going to hit it hard. And later in his life, in his amazing ability to understand the issues and his political capability and his speaking and his persuasion against great opposition, with an amazing focus, a wise man is strong. What a word that is. But I am weak. But somehow the truth is powerful. And the God of truth, he is the God of freedom, God of love, God of faith, God of wisdom. And he can change things through righteousness, putting treasures in our hearts. Lastly, it says here, a wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. Increasing. That's what I feel like is happening to you, happening to our people. There's an increase. There's an increase that comes through our new hearts. Yeah, there's an increase. There's something valuable. Don't worry about the things of this world. Have your heart exercised toward God. Jesus said it this way, seek first the kingdom of God. All these other things, God will take care of them. But make sure your heart is focused like a laser beam on the nature and the character of God. And have no other gods before you. Have no other gods before you. You cannot be living with a man that is not your husband and say in your heart that I follow God and I believe in God. You cannot be living a life of cheating and lying and say, I believe in God, I walk with God, I live by faith in God. No. There's a new heart. God would be cheating us if he would not tell us the truth. And tell us, listen, every man is a liar, but let God be true. In Romans 3, verse 4, the heart of man is deceitful, who can know it? But I have given you the miracle of my Son, and now through my Son you can put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh, Romans 13:14, and be dead serious with God. and His Holy Spirit will fill you, and you will taste and see that the Lord is good. 1 Peter 2, verse 3. When you trust in God, God will honor you. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, they that come to God must believe that He is and a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Do you want Him? When you find Him, you will know Him. Verse 6, for by wise counsel. That's why we go to church, wise counsel. I got to hear, you hear all the time in the news, all the talk and the chatter, but I got to hear a clear sound, a clear message. I want to hear about God. I want to hear about faith. I want to hear that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. I want rooms in my house to be filled up with precious treasure. And the wise man will increase in wise counsel, and therefore shall make your war. You will make war. For by wise counsel you shall make thy war. War. Warfare. Not with flesh and blood, but against the demons and the powers and the lies and the deceit and the cheating and the falsehoods and the emptiness and the broken hearts and the activity of evil that is in this world. Have you seen it? Yes, I see it, but I've got wise counsel. By wise counsel, we can make war against the lies that want to tear our families apart. How about this lie? A little girl says, I am a boy. That's a lie, young lady. That's not true. You're a girl. You are a girl. Look in the mirror. Look at your mom and dad. And any parenting that is happening that is a condescending or is compromising with a lie is not good parenting. How can I be a good parent? By having a new heart and by God filling me in my new heart with truth in the inner man. And I can be a loving counselor to my children, my son or my daughter or grandchildren and so on. We are living in evil times. Men are filled with themselves and the love of the pleasure and the love of their own lives and the love of their ego and their occupation with their own self. And their houses are a shamble. Their soul is being eaten away, rotting from the inside. And the pain is overwhelming. So they start drinking to numb the pain. Pain is overwhelming, so they are recluse and they disappear from society. Pain is overwhelming, so then the financial troubles and life itself, and this is not God's will. We are made with dignity. We are made with honor. The devil is destroying people's lives, but Jesus came into the world to redeem us and give us a new heart and save us and change our heart and our mind and give us new friends and give us increase and give us strength so that we can stand against the wiles of the devil and give us courage so that we can face a lie and say, lie, you back down. We are here. You can send your dogs on us, but we're not backing down. We are standing here. And the devil can throw all his demon activity against the righteous one like he did Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ would not back down because he had the heart of God in his breast. And he knew. And he fought a good warfare. And 3 days later, the tomb is empty. And days later, he ascended into heaven. Or that day, came back and then went up 40 days later. I just want to close and say, our hearts are so precious, so valuable. And if we are left to ourselves, they will destroy, they will hurt, they will damage, they will hard. They will be like stone, a heart like a stone, like Ezekiel. What is a stone? A stone has no feeling. A stone is hard. A stone, it can be a weapon. You cannot penetrate a stone. A stone, the face of a man who has the face of a stone and a heart of stone, cannot be touched by God. Therefore, that heart was crucified. And the Son of God took a spear in his heart. His heart was soft. And he had a heart after God. And he gave us that heart. He gave us a heart after God. Not a stony heart, but a heart after God. And now the truth can penetrate into our hearts. We can weep now. I once was in Finland preaching, and this man, he was my age at the time. I mean, he is today too, the same. But he had a daughter, and he just got saved. It was amazing. He'd been in the church, I think, a couple of years, but was not saved, and then it happened. And he started to cry, and he talked to me. He said, "I have not cried for 18 years. I have not cried one time. I could not cry. I had no feeling. I was a walking dead man." And he said, "I'm so excited. I'm crying. I'm so excited about it, that Jesus is real. And I'm crying. I feel now. I feel now." Our hearts, they are a gift. Our hearts are precious. Our hearts, so therefore we love each other. Our hearts, we believe God for other people. Our hearts have a lot of people in them. Like, how many people can get into a phone booth? How many elephants in a phone booth? How many people can get in my stony heart? Very few. But in our new heart, maybe the world fits in our life. A heart for God. A heart for the lost, a heart like Jesus, a heart for the doctrine, a heart for faith, a heart for forgiving, a heart for loving, a heart for being kind, a heart for speaking good things, a heart for the church, a heart for the neighborhood, a heart for the problems we have in our country, a heart that is a new heart. That heart can change the life. It changes our lives and can change the lives of people around us. Through it, we war a good warfare, and because it's a heart of love and righteousness. Amen. Lord, thank you so much, God. In every car in this parking lot, up on the hill, every person, every chair, up in the apartments, every person, everybody listening, everyone in the neighborhood, listen. God, this isn't about me, and it's not about this church. It's about you and God. And God is saying to you, I love you and I gave you my best. I gave you everything I am. I came. I sent my son, who is me. I came to love you, to save you, to give myself for you, to give you a new life. You do not understand it. Nobody will fully understand it. Even for all eternity, it'll be continually all the time beyond us. All the time, it's incredible. But start it now. Say, Jesus Christ, save me. Forgive me of my sins. Give me the new birth. Come into my life. I receive the new heart and the Holy Spirit. I trust in you as my Savior. and teach me and fill my house. Help me build my house, build the house, and fill the house with precious treasure. And teach me what this preacher is saying today. Teach me, what is he talking about? Show it to me. Save me. Would you say that prayer in your own way to God and keep walking by faith in him and you will know him? Please turn from your own way, the old heart. Turn from that one and walk in who you are now, being born again as a child of God. Learn of him and grow in your faith and you will know him. In Jesus' name, amen.